If you're stuck under the dispensation of law, I already know everything I need to know about you. You have this thing about you're either projecting or under it yourself, the guilt, shame, condemnation. You're trying to perform. You're trying to keep up. Outward show, image, position, power. You're trying to look good in front of God and mankind, you know. You're trying to look good in front of mankind. And you're trying to look good in front of God, and God says you don't look good because only Jesus looks good, and those who believe in Jesus are the only ones that do look good. And so the righteousness of Christ is by faith, and then you enter into the age of grace. We're in grace. The reason the Christians have more peace than you and are seem lackadaisical to you, but because we know it's finished. It is finished. We're already seated in the heavenlies, and we've already arrived. All problems have been solved. Every problem already had a solution at the cross, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And then that tells you right there that it's a script, and it was written by the hand of God before it was created. Just like somebody writes a script, a movie script, it's in the mind of the person first, then they write it on a piece of paper, then it goes into a book, and then it goes into a movie. And then you watch the movie that was written by somebody. So God, in the mind of God, he had already decided to create the human, but he knew the human would fall. But God is holy. God is holy and he can't sin. He can't do wrong. And so he knew he was going to have to go to the cross because man cannot make it. God is so holy, nobody can approach God because he's so holy. And so this is why the church is isolated from the world. Because you're so separate, the true born-again church, you're so isolated from the world because you're holy now. You got the Holy Spirit. And so that's why you can't yoke up with them, and God won't allow it because God is holy. And the Holy Spirit in you is no different than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob before the foundation of the world. The holy, righteous God who says mankind cannot measure up, and I can't even look on them because of their sin. And they can't look on me because it'll kill them. Just like Moses, you can't see and look at God because it'll kill you. And I tell you, when I saw the Shekinah glory for 3 seconds, it knocked me down. I can't even explain it to you. Only 3 seconds. I looked back, there it was, and it faded out in 3 seconds. Then I went to sleep. I thought, well, I guess I'm dead, but I went to sleep, and I wasn't dead. I woke up the next morning, but I couldn't walk. I was being bombarded with so much information, I can't even explain it to you. And I started cutting people out because they were distracting me from my calling. To decode this reality, to see what it was, but it's actually to understand that the flesh mind is nothing but sin, and the spirit mind is totally opposite. So when God has done a supernatural work, he's going to separate you. He's going to isolate you. He's going to put a line of demarcation. And so when these creatures, these 3D Jerry Springer creatures who are stuck in the cycle repeat, try to get in the door, you're going to eventually cut them off because you just can't deal with them, you know? You're not like them anymore. Yeah, you still have the old Adam, and you can still fall into it, but you see it. You're not ignorant of it. You're aware. Your awareness is higher. It's like this guy driving down the road. He's looking at the radio instead. He was merging to my lane. He's not aware of what he's doing. So when you get the mind of Christ, you're aware of, is this the flesh mind or is this the spirit mind? You know. If you're saved, you know. You don't even have to memorize verses hardly because you got the Holy Spirit. But you should memorize verses because that's how you renew your mind. You should know when you're doing wrong by the Holy Spirit. You should know when you're in pride and ego and selfishness and anger and wrath and malice and gossip and backbiting and all that. You should know that. You knew it before you even got saved that you shouldn't be doing it, but you had no power to stop. See, the purpose of the law, the letter killeth, the purpose of the law is to show you, hey, your gossip, your backbiting, your lying, your cheating, your stealing, your murder, your envy, your unforgiveness, it's wrong. But you don't have power to step into the truth. Or the freedom, that is. You can't free yourself from it because you don't have the power. But because the law is there, the Ten Commandments, you're under guilt, shame, condemnation. So under the old covenant, you're still under guilt, shame, condemnation. You live in the past. You can't get over the past. You can't stop your habits. You can't stop drinking. You can't stop whatever it is. Cursing, yelling, screaming, mad, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, greed. You can't stop. You can't stop. Because you don't have the power until you get saved. I don't care how much you want to stop. You can't stop because you don't have the power. Well, I shouldn't listen to that kind of music. But you do it anyway. You can't stop. I remember I used to listen to rock and roll music. And there was this one song. Part of the lyric said, deny your savior, you know. And as soon as I heard that lyric, I said, I'm never listening to that song again. Even though I love the way it's the beat of it, you know. But as soon as I heard that, I thought, oh, I'm being brainwashed. And I cut it off. And I cut that song off. And then I cut another song off. Then I cut another song. Then I cut the music off altogether. And once you cut the music off, your whole world changes. Because you're being bombarded by Babylon every which way but loose. You're being hit by Babylon every which way but loose. This is not a joke here.